The Mishnah in the beginning of Pesachim is down called Mokim Shemachmissim by Chometz Tzorich Bedika. What is Mokim Shemachmissim by Chometz? Mora says a martef, a basement. There is a basement of wine, not of bread, not a place where you keep your barley. A place that you put wine. But sometimes, in the middle of the Suda, you run out of wine. And you send the Shamish to bring a bottle of wine. And he has a sandwich in his hands. And he puts down the sandwich. And he takes the bottle of wine. And he forgets the sandwich. And this is the gedar of Mokim Shemachnisim Bechovit. So if that is the gedar of Mokim Shemachnisim Bechometz Tzorich Bdike, so you could understand that a lot of the places in the house are in that level of Mokim Shemachnisim Bechometz. Guy says, in the bedroom, I never bring food. Maybe Switzerland, yeah? But in the middle of the meal, you're eating a burekas in the kitchen, and someone wants a picture from your wedding, or a picture from Rosh Hashiva for herring in the shir, or something like that. Yeah, a video, no mishane. It wasn't what there, yeah, but no mishane. But, and you run to the room to bring it. And it's in the closet, so you leave the bereka there. Mokim Shemachnisim Bechometz. It's very hard to say, a lot of places are considered Mokim Shemachnisim Bechometz. Not saying every place, but a lot of places. In Purim, a lot of times when I try to check because Chometz, I find Homentash on my sperm shelf on the top. The shikoyim, they come, they stand, and they put it down, then they go right on, yeah? So it's mokim shemachnisim bechometz. So you have to check. Chazal said, how you check? Lo yiramer. So Chazal said, you check lo yiramer. V'chul, if you that, you will have to check the house. It will take a month. So in Bnei Brak, it's people that do like that. Every night, they check one room. The packets they check by day, lo'ay rachamo. Most of us don't do it. Take a month.
Do it. Check the whole house, then it.
How you manage? How long it takes you?
24 hours.
24 hours? Oh, this is really shame. Been there? Shai has been there. Also, you take 3-4 hours? Maybe 10 minutes. Yeah? How long it takes you to check comments? 10 minutes? Chazal said loyal? Loyal on it? So, what is the hetter? So some people claim, we check so good before. I'll give you an example, to make it like sharp. You have a table, you washed it, you cleaned it, you scrubbed it. Now you have to go with a candle on the table to check it. The kitchen is all covered. You have to take off the covers to check, maybe it's chometz under it. You pour hot water, you put bleach, yeah. You spray it against bugs, yeah? And then you cover it with 5 layers. Well, now, what I'm checking, chometz is what? I mean, you made 5 potato goals with Pesach, yeah? And they have a sharatziyun, the people that claim that that is the heter. Sharatziyun and simen tof lamed beis yivkot niyudale. Tof lamed beis. And he says like this, v'kayoyim shemenakim habayis heter koydim ha-Pesach. Yeshmoker me'ikar adin le'aniach ha'ptitim. So We'll see later, there's a minhag that some people hide some pieces in the house. So, the shaila, if you have to do it, you don't have to do it. We'll see second, who hides it? Yeah, it's a whole avodah. But the shaila is an inyan or not. The shaila tzion says, maybe today it's me'ikar adin, because the house is so clean. So ba'etzim, there's no reason for b'dikas chometz. The 10 pieces are the ones that are really making the b'dikas chometz. Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said that is not a reason. Because it says, Mishaloi bodak le'oir haner, choyser ve'boidek le'oir haner. Mashma, that even if you know that you checked, if you didn't make kaim takonas chazal, you have to check le'oir haner. So it doesn't help that you clean the house. Yeah, the ones that argue, Rav Shmuel Zalman says no. If you check, what is checking? Checking is checking. Chazal said to check le'oir haner. You check shelo le'oir haner, it doesn't count. We don't check, we wash. Our chometz is mepchid as shot for no. Zutay shel yam. It's garnish, it's over. The halacha is if you check, sheloi lo iraner. Chazal say is a klalim how to check. We don't check, we scrub. We take away the chometz. Rabbi Zalman didn't accept it. So what is the pshat? So what we'll say, maybe you have to check. What to say, that the old days the houses were smaller, they didn't have like big houses like we have today in Toronto? First, I can't believe it. Second of all, you're right that maybe their houses were smaller, but you know, it was full with sand. Today, everything is carpets, marble. 1, 2, 3, you can clean. In that day, the shelves were, you know, up and down. You know, it was chayim v'zdokim inside the walls, yeah? Chazal say, how deep you have to go in, maybe the snakes will come out. Shmuel Zalman Auerbach brings a raya. The Gemara asks a kasha, Oy la'abos o'boitim es ha'chomos lo yiraner. You get it af dalet. Frank the Gemara, v'liv dek b'shis. Why we don't bake b'shal shishis? Half an hour before Chatzos. Shmuel Zalman, mucht in half an hour, you could do it. It doesn't take 3 hours like that. Shmuel Zalman What you do? You check le'oir haner to check if it's checked. There's a picture of Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, the Sefer Me'oir HaGodol, Chamichos Stern, printed it when Shmuel Zalman was nifter. It's pictures with a little bit of writing, maybe more writing. There's a huge, big picture of Shmuel Zalman Auerbach standing near a closet. Everything is folded with a candle like this, yeah? What is it? What you can see? He sees that it's neat. And I go over and I check and ask my wife, this you cleaned? The carriage was done, closet's on top, check the shoes, check the... And we go from item to item, and we check that it was checked. This is Rav Shmuel Zalman. I'm not sure if Shire does much more from that. Any pocket?
No, I said no.
You check that it's checked. Take a bit of time. You check that it's checked. You don't like Rav Shmuel Zalman? So check the whole night. But at least, I asked him Shmuel Zalman, we started Pesachim. He said, Rebbe, if you don't answer me this question, I can't learn Pesachim. He said, I can't learn myself, but I know that I'm not going to do it. How I can learn Pesachim, I know I'm not going to keep it. All our boss are working with Pesachim, so we do nothing. We go around the house 5 minutes. So I look at the check pockets. He said, look, right? Check them there, man. Toys, you put in the washing machine, yeah? What do you do? How do you check the Legos? Washing machine. You have to do the washing machine. Not all yourself. Go and put the washing machine. Nothing happens. The dolls, everything you put in the washing machine. Not the people. But well, we don't check the. This one from Zalman Auerbach told me. We'll go right. After we know that this is Shem Zalman Erbach, and this was most classical. Again, so there's three Eitzes. Although you do like Mamrek, takes you a month. Every night they check. I know Choshevid, every night they check 2 hours later. They believe they will get Tzav for it, yeah? Instead of learning. Some believe that it's so clean, so there is no Chiyu Mikir Adi. Shem Zalman Erbach says, we check that it's checked. Could be it's a tziruf in the second shot.
Could be boydek?
Yeah. I'm boydek, that is boydek. What?
You're boydek for chametz.
Marshal, we come to places that they forgot to do, so we check. We check for the chametz. If we see that it's checked, so we don't have to check. So we check, that it's we check for chametz. Oh, here it was checked, so we know here's no chametz. But when there's a chiyuv to go over the whole house, no, it's mechudosh together. But I heard it myself from Shem Zalman Erbach. This is Leir de Maloch, Leir de Soroch. Myself, I heard it, right? I was 17 when I heard it. But I heard it. I asked again and again. This is Nemo Domein, Asherov, the Kapnusoi. For sure, when I was 17. Kerem Shem Zalman said a huge chiddush. A lot of people, they check the house. So what do you do? Leil b'dikas chometz, what do you eat? Some people already in the Pesach kitchen. Some people, they order like a pizza. Some people go to eat in the store. But a lot of people, they order like a pizza or something to the house. And they eat it like in the front, like a little porch in the front of the house. There they eat it, and then in the morning they clean themselves. And they take like a, you know, that has a krech to pull all the dust.
Vacuum.
And it cleans up. Freikim Shem Azaman Ayabach is Haloch, and Mishel Ibodak Balayla Lo'ayaner, Voidek Bayoim Lo'ayaner. This basement was chametz. You check it later now? No. Chuyim, chuyim, by day to go around with a candle there. If you make time tayyah, but that's actually the Mishnah. Mishnah tests on the base, Yudam on the base, right? Yudam on the base in Psofim. Mishnah in Bodak, Balaylo, Boydek Bayer. And we said it's not enough that in the morning you clean it and you wash it, but we said in the whole house with it. Zogim Shem Zalman Erbach, I asked him this shayla. It says like this. Chazal say you have to check in the maltef. Maybe the shamish went down with a sandwich and he left it. The Gemara says in Daftes, En choy sheshim shem agiru achul do mimokim lemokim. She'en adam osayif. If you're not choishes to so vite the zachem, so why have to check? Maybe the shamash went down. It's one out of the billion. The Torah says b'dikas chometz al sofek nisker. So he says like this. But the takone to check lo iraner. After I was mekayim that takone, I was yoyse takonas chazan. Now I only have to check to be sure that there's no chometz. So, Balaylo, I have to check Misofik, and there's a klal how I have to check. After I checked, now it's enough to clean. So he says a big chiddush. If by night, Lemoshel, you leave one room because you're eating there, by day you have to check it with a kechel. He says, take that room, clean it even before Pesach, put the chametz in the bag. Then, after the digas chametz, make the room messy again. There's no chiv to check already again now. Now it's only a chiv to clean. You can do it in half an hour also. Okay, this is the gather of Shem Zalman Erbach. I tried, I asked different rabbanim, different. I never heard a better gather. We'll go to the next shayla. That is every time we have arguments, but I say it in the shir. I will explain to you why. It's a very good psychological test. you have to check the close the candle, the light, when you check chametz or not. The light of the house, you have to shut. So when you go around, I'm asking you, what's your name?
Azriel.
Azriel says, right? No one closes, right? You close? You don't close? For sure you close.
I close.
For sure you close. Everyone in the world is, no one knows what everyone else does, because this thing, you're only in your home. So everyone thinks that everyone does like him. Like you never had a tzad that you close. I never believed that a yidur is an open. Till I went out of my house, I never heard about a yidur leave it open. Not normal. So this is what everyone thinks. Most things you go to yeshiva, you're not home. A little bit of chometz, I think only 100 guys stayed in the home here, yeah? So most people think that this, everyone does what they, this is a big cloud in life. Everyone thinks what he does, everyone does. Let's see, but who's right? The Gemara says, why we check by light? The Livrik Bashis. Zrizi Magdimim Lemitzvus. The Livrik Baboika. Gemara says, it says, Dika Miner, Ner Michipus. Oiran Lail, Oiran Ner Yofel Balailo, Oiran Ner Yofel Abdika. Bayoim Shrage Betiare Maya Hali. A candle by day, what it helps. What is the pshat? It's three ways how to learn. I want to tell you, I'm saying the shir today, Be'al Peh. I know that I have a paper here, but it's not the right paper. I was sitting in my apartment at the peering, and I came with the wrong papers. I'm speaking a little bit slow because I'm just saying it from memory. I just bought the wrong papers. It's similar, but... So I'm just explaining why I'm going a little bit slow. Just have to remember what. So, Mikol Mekoyim, so it's three pshatim how to learn Shrage Betiare Mayahan. Some say the candle by day doesn't shine so strong. Not only outside in the street. The Gemara brings down a Yerushalmi, they were hiding from the Yevonim and the Ma'or, and they didn't know what is day and night. So they put a candle. When it was lighting nice, they knew it's night. When it was lighting, the Yerushalim in Davdal, Yerushalim Tzach Davdal, in Yerushalim. By day, it was Shvach. Some say, Ramosho, if you want to focus on something, Ramosho, you go to the eye doctor, where he wants to check your eye, he has a special light. So why he shuts the light in the whole room? They have also the light. It also the little light into your eye. I asked him. He told me when it's a big light, a small light doesn't work. Right? You went to eye doctor. In America also they closed the main light?
Yeah.
Why? Obviously. I have this. So this is the pshat shrage b'tiyar in my eye. Some say, no, if Hashem said to check with a candle, by day Hashem would not say a candle, because anyway you have the light. So obviously the remez for Chazal was night. Okay, three pshatim. One, the candle doesn't light good by night, by day. One, it doesn't affect enough by day. We call it in our English, felt in the focus. When it's dark, it gives you like a focus on it. When it's a light, you don't see. And the third pshat is, no, it's the same thing. By day, by night is the same thing. It's not right for the eye doctor. No for us. If the Torah is a remez that you have to have in there, obviously, in the red of the night, we don't speak about the day. B'meile. Here's the argument. Some say, by day, if you leave the light on, felt in the focus of the candle. So a lot of people, like my father, they close the light. Often they get more. The Umas then, a lot of them, I don't have the list of the names, but they say the Chazanish did not close. Shlomo Zalman did not close. Not only that, in that picture that I told you, Moira Godru, he's standing in front of the closet with a candle, and you see the bulb. You know, in the picture, you get a flash, you can see if it's on or off, yeah? You see like a flare. So Shlomo Zalman, not only that, I heard from his kids that once in the middle of Bikras Chometz, the light went off. He was mafsik to put a new light. He said, it's easier to check with it. And he said, it's not a hefsik. He said, to check with a candle in our days, you can't check. He said, people today, they say that Moshe Feinstein preferred people to check with flashlights. I don't know if instead of the candle, I think with the candle, but the flashlight has a shtickle. If you all like the Chaim Weizer, it has to be not a lead, not the new ones, yeah? You know, the old ones that have like a wire that is burning, that has a dim. No. It has a focus. But the problem is if you go under the bed with a candle, so you can't check. Now I'm explaining the problem. Today you're scared for fire, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you have to check under your, and the carpet's under the bed, if it's a chometz. You will not check. This is the Matthias. We're not used to checking with a candle. We're not used to working with a candle. So I shut the light. When it gets difficult, I can't see, I open the light. And we check it, we close back the light, and we carry on. We close the lights. But a lot of people don't. So there's a list of daily Israel that didn't, and there's a smaller list that did. My father's in the smaller list, but I don't remember the names. I know Shlomo Zalman did not close. I think Ibn Kotler also did not close. And I think Chazon Ish also did not close. But there is people that closed. For what you're checking? For loads of breads? For cupcakes? Pretzels, soup nuts, crumbs. What are you checking? The Gemara says in Psochim Davov Amud Beis, Pirurim Batli Me'alei. Pirurim Batli Me'alei. So you have to know how much you check. The Gemara says, why we check chometz? Gzei Roshem Oyimtso Gluskono. You will find a nice bed. And he will want to eat it. Or he will change his mind. I heard from Meshver, Avraham Gurwitz, when he was a bachur in Brisk, he went to check chometz for the Biskarov. So he went to find out, you know, what do you do with the Biskarov when you check chometz? So he was a bachur, came from England. He was a couple of gishmaki guys, you know, somewhere. And decided to make a shtick in him. And they told him, you see, in between the tiles is like a crack, right? All the tiles is like a line. They told him, the scrub is very makbi to check in between the cracks, if it's chometz on it. Like this is the chumra of the scrub. Then Bocha came to Brisk, and the scrub asked him to check chometz, and he's already, he knows the cracks is the brisker place. The scrub makes the bracha, and he goes down to the floor, and he starts. And the scrub starts to yell at him. What zuchst du da? What are you looking at? A gluska, no? What are you looking at? Hold all the bread? What are you looking there inside the cracks? What zuchst du da? A gluska, no? That's what I heard from him. But this is the shy. So now, it's interesting. This medicine brings us again to the problem. If we know what we're checking for, we know how much. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about biur chometz, before b'dikah. If a person has a half a kezayis in his house, if he has to check or not. If he has to throw it away or not. The Mishnah Berurah says the katchila to throw it away if it's dirty. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah says to get rid of it. The Ritva of the Maharam Chalava and Psochim Davor Amud Beis, they say you don't have to check for Peru. Only for kezayis. אבל יש מן הגדולים שיורדים ומנקים הקרקע ומביאים תרנגולים שיאכלו הפירורים. So the Ritva says, I hope you don't have to check for Pirurim. Gemara says, why you check? Shemo Yave Baliroe Balimotze. Baliroe Balimotze is on Ekezais. Why you check? The Rishonim say, Shemo Yave Lo'ochloy, it's a Chir Koris. It's only in Ekezais. Chotishir is the Rabbanon. They didn't make a Gzeir for a Gzeir. They made a Gzeir, Shemo Yave Lo'ochloy, and maybe I have a Yisur Koris. But yesh min ha-gdoilim sheyo yodim la-karka, like Meshver, ve-boidim. The Mishneh Berurah doesn't say, in Maase Rav, ois kuft ayin ches, bodak ha-sforim shenishtamesh bohem be-eis ha-seuda. Rabbeinu ha-goen, bodak ha-sforim shenishtamesh bohem be-eis ha-seuda. How you read it, what he means. It's two ways to understand. This is Bodak Asforim Shanishtamish Bam Be'esa Suda. Pshat Aleph. Think first how you learn Pshat. Maase Rav, Rabbeinu HaGoyim, yes, the Rebbe from all of us. Harav Chaim HaLoshner said, Kerashbo Ve'ulai Keramban. So the Goyim. As given as David HaRashbo Ve'ulai Keramban. Gesagt vom Chaim Baloshna. Unsere Rebbe. Bodak asforim shenishtamesh bohem be'eis ha'seuda. Pshat Aleph. The sforim that he would use when he learned, when he ate, these sforim, he checked, maybe his chometz inside. The sforim that the marshal, if he has a gemara in yeshiva and he never ate, where is it to check? The sforim that... A different shot. Bodak asforim shenishtam, the sforim that he was about to eat in Pesach, the ones that he wanted to bring for the Suda in Pesach, this sforim he checked. And I explained to you the difference. The first pshat is the way the Orach HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish Lo'im pshat. That pirurim batli me'aleiros legabi baliroi, aber zechir b'diker lepirurim. The man of the Goyen said, if I ate with Sforim, I have to check the Pirurim. Chayodim says, Shema sheboitkim b'choyrim v'basdokim, av shepirurim batli me'aleim, shema yovo lo'ochloi, tzorch levayr afilu b'koshu. And the Chofetz Chaim has a sefer of Nitche Yisrael. It was a locha sefer for the soldiers in the Russian army. And he tells them you have to check even for Pirurim. There's a big raya from the Chokiyankiv. There's a halacha, we check packets. Why we check packets? Even if you for sure never put food inside the packets, you have to check. Why? One reason is, maybe you forgot. Maybe you forgot, sometimes people forget. You're eating a cake, your rabbi comes in, you put it inside the packet. I was a bacher, was a famous, so in Panovich, I was a bacher, he bought an ice, you know, you buy it in the store, and you eat it, like a stick with ice. What? Ice pack. The kids, he bought it into yeshiva, and the mashgiach came, the chashim of bacher. So you put it in the packet. And the Mashgiach saw it, so he started to speak to him and learning until he started to drip. That was a bacher. So sometimes a person, without realizing, put something in the pocket, one turns. This is the Chofetz Chaim who's done. The Chokiyankiv says, sometimes you have crumbs on your hands and you put it inside to take a tissue, and the crumbs stay in the pocket. So you have to check for the crumbs. Stayed in the Chokiyankiv, and the same thing in the packets here, of the shirts. You know how much chametz I find in the packets of the shirts? And I don't, I'm telling you, I don't put. When I eat, the crumbs fall into the packet. And I eat with a chalat, I don't take off my jacket and shabbos, and I eat like a yid. Alachas kama v'kama people that eat undressed, only with a shirt, there's no suffering that they have challah crumbs in the pockets. No suffering about it. It's 100%. So, before you'll have to check.
Even after you put it in the washing machine?
What?
Even after you put it through the washing machine?
So the shayla is what happens after the washing machine. The metzias says that they stay after the washing machine. And you can eat them. They don't lose the taste. I tried it. Not that I took two crumbs, one from the washing machine, one not. And I told my kids if they could realize the difference, they would get $10. And they got it wrong. Okay, the one with the washing machine, the same thing, you know, a slave has chametz, we pour, you know, all these things on the fire. Pesach, I go, I see the birds eat the chametz with the bleach. I see that the birds eat it. I check. Not on mine. My chametz, I can do it. Yeah? Well, on my neighbors, I pour a little bit of bleach, and you wait for 2-3 days, a little bit of rain, and they eat it. Now, Ushmazaman Oyabach says that the Gzeira and Pirurim, it's only Pirurim that is a chshash that you will come to eat them. I'll give you an example. The shirt, no one comes to eat the Pirurim from the shirt. From the pants, could be, if we learn like the Chuk Yakim, could be your foot. And this would marshal your machmid very much. I have a tishbek in chair that I eat the suit of it. So, dear, I'm very nervous in the pockets. So I wash it and I clean it. But in Pesach, if I put a tissue inside, I will never take it out to eat in the Suda. Because maybe it's crumbs. Same thing, if you put your hands in the pockets, then you have to bring your eye. But if it's Pirul, there is no Chshash, Mishum Shavzaman says, you don't have to. When I say, Benzina Bashur, Moshe Feinstein writes down that Pirulim in the size of a pretzel, he writes the word pretzel. So it's pretzels, even if it's not like his eyes, people eat the pretzel. A soup nut. A person could pick up and eat. But if it's tam, a piece of crumb, he says that you don't have to. But, and here you have to remind me, even if you decide that you're not checking Sforim, you don't want, these are pirurim, it's not pretzels. You're not choishesh. But you're not allowed to bring a sefer to the table in Pesach. Because could be as crumbs in the sefer, it will fall into your plate. Chometz bePesach also afilu b'mashu. And they learned that this is the pshat in the goyim. Hayoboidek asforim shayomei vilashuchim. Now, the mice, a lot of people check for crumbs. So what you do, you can't go over all this phone. It's impossible. You sell it to a guy. So all the people in Bnei Brak, they sell the chametz of the sforim with the sforim to a guy. And like this, you don't have to check. This is the Eitzah. But, the Gemara says, if you sell chametz to a goy, you have to make a mechitza. So the Moshe Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you go to him in Pesach, you will see all the sforim are covered with papers. He makes a mechitza. As a machleket, some tiny there is no din mechitza and pirurim, there's no din mechitza and sofek chometz. So again, we're masakim this halacha. As a halacha, you have to make a bdikas chometz. Meikar adin lekezayis. Nechliku ma adin lepirurim. Lemaise, a lot of people are machmir even lepirurim. But if you sell it to a goyi, מעיקר הדין, it's not a problem. על דעת חזר הוא לא מתקן. לא, ואז חזר עושה, חומץ זה בגוי, ניזה מחיצה. נחלקו, בפוריס מכזייס, when it's a suffix, if you need to do a מחיצה or not. So So a lot of people, this is what they make them. But again, I'm saying, even if you make them, and you sell it to a goy, you don't do a mechitza. About the member, we makpid not to bring the svarim to the table. Because if you bring the svarim to the table, now we'll start to speak with his Megel and Maisa. Bochrim have dearest. The aloche oir le'arboso boitkim es ha'chometz lo'oir ha'ner. If you leave your house in the 30 days before Pesach, you have to check. So what do Bochrim do? Check? Yes or no? So to a guy. Zog the Mishnah. What if someone sells, we'll go back before Bachar, a regular balabas, he lives in Miami, he has a house, he doesn't want to check it. He's planning to move as a program, there are programs. And he's planning to go to the program. So I'm speaking of someone lives in Miami. Someone that lives in New York, he already goes the night before. The guy in Miami, he wants to say, he doesn't want 10 days, he wants to take a cheaper 9 days. The lady because chometz is going to stay home yet. The rope will sell all the chometz in the morning. By night, he has mokim shemachnisim by chometz. He has to check or not. Why not? One second. But again, if he's planning to sell the chometz erev Pesach in the morning, Leil b'dikas chometz, he's full with chometz. L'chol, he has to check. What? What will happen tomorrow, it's a ischachus. He will die. Now chazal b'mechayev chiyu b'dikas. V'schal chaloyis chiyu b'dikas. And it's the same thing if a Moshe, you plan to sell your basement to the guy. You don't have to go to Miami for that. You have the attic that you don't want to check. You're just closing these rooms. You have to check.
It doesn't matter if the Rav sells the day before.
Oh. From this came the Eitzah that is called Mechiras Yud Gimel. That the Rav sells it an hour before. And this is the reason all the people who go to America, they sell it before they go to America, and it's sold like a Rabbani. Why they sell it? It's sold like a Rabbani. I don't like Bochum to sell my meat because Bochum is a very complicated zach. Who is in charge to sell? That's the reason I didn't even offer. But why have to sell it to sell the Rabbanim? Because if you will sell it to Americanish Rabbanim in America, and they will do Mechiras Yud Gimel in America, I don't know if you know, the time zone is not the same. It's 7 hours before. So the Rav sells it in Yud Gimel in America, 6 o'clock afternoon. Here it's deep in B'dikas Chometz. He's mechuyav to check already. He was nischayav in Eretz Yisrael to check. He has to call someone, take money and go to check.
Even if he's in Chutz
L'Eretz? Why not?
It's not Yudalad anymore.
Here it's Yudalad. Lo Yudalad.
In Eretz
Yisrael, I'll ask you a question. Let me say that the time zone will be 12 hours difference. I don't know if yesh kaze makom. Yes, if you're in Australia, in America. So, a guy's in Australia, he has a house in Australia, he's in America. Right? So when in America, it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, in Australia, it's exactly 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
14 hours.
It's 14 hours, so it's already 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if they change the clock in Australia. Well, let me show you. Yeah? Out of 14, out of 13 hours. So you want to say that the chiyuv only starts then, but it's light, you can't check, it's not lo yirah ner. The teretz is, the chiyuv dikir is in the place that it's light. Because this is the whole din. The lel yud gimel is, lel yud dal is learned from the light. Kol mokom is a big tzad like that. This is for the first reason why you have to use the Eretz Yisrael dikir rabbonim and not the Americanish. Another reason we don't want to sell that Americanish Rabbanim is because Lama Zog, you forget about Bechiras Yud Gimel. I'm putting it in brackets because I really don't like to move from one thing to the other. Then Lama Zog, you do Bechiras Yud Dalet. The Rav sells it an hour before time. Right? You know, it's all the chometz is ready in Pesach. So it could be not Eir Baliroi, but it could be the chometz is also Banoi. So after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. You understand? Mikol Mekoyim, so it's the best Eitze, and if you didn't do it, tell your Rav in America. So the Derech, what the Rabbanim in America do, they at least do for you, even if you don't need to do Mechiras Yud Gimel, they do it for you Yud Gimel, so at least you're not Eir Baliroi, Bali Motze. Understand? From that came what is called Mechiras Yud Gimel. Any place that you don't want to check, the Rav does for you a Mechira that is called Mechiras Yud Gimel. That it's Chal before the Zman. This is the Mishnah Bua. But the end of the Mishnah Bua says Mechiras Yud Dalet is also good. Some Shittas holds it doesn't help. Why? You have a mitzvah to check. And by selling it to a goy, you mafkia the mitzvah. So what is the etzah? You leave a place, not a damas or not a damas. And at that place you make a bedikah. Not to make it complicated, the bochum that leave, or the yingelai that leave, so I give the eitzes alamol, sell everything with mechiras yud gimel, and when you come to your parents, ask them to rent out to you your room. And when your father makes a brocha, you'll be yotze with your father's brocha, and he will check your room. So like this, you will not mafkia me'atzmoi the mitzvah.
Can I make your own brocha?
You could. I don't know if you have to check. It's a mokesh machnisim chometz, your bedroom. I don't know who slept there. So just, I'm saying this to make sure, for sure, if it's a room and they really, your father really meant to rent it to you and it's not like a joke and it's really chal. So for the chashash boch, just be yaitz with your father like this. Chayatz for the chum of the. As a minig of klal Yisrael to put a soro ptitim. Why? Shaloiya brocha levatole. Why? Three reasons. Maram chalave. Now again, so there's a minute to put ten ptitim. What if a person did not put ten ptitim? It's not a brocha levatole. Why not? Maram chalave says, Chazal said to check. You check. Sorry if you didn't find. The mitzvah is not to find, the mitzvah is to check. I don't need to find. So Zagmar Chalab is no point, you don't have to put a ten ptitim. The mitzvah is to check, I make the bracha and check it. And the Goyim says a different reason. Says someone said a mapil and didn't fall asleep. It's bracha levatole. Zog the Goyim, while he tried to go to sleep, here also he tried to check. You realize the difference in the two pshatim? Lefidim Aram Chalave, the bracha is on checking, not even bichlal on finding. The Goyim learns the bracha is on finding. Like a map, the bracha is on sleeping, not on trying to go to sleep. But they will attacking it when you try to go to sleep. But some people don't make a map because they're nervous they will not fall asleep. Some briskets don't make a map because of that. Aye, they fall asleep, but if they make a bracha, they get so nervous they will not fall asleep because they don't fall asleep. The Taz says the bracha is on the fire tomorrow. You have to have a das. The mitzvah is al biu chometz, not al dikas chometz. If you realize the bracha is interesting, so it could be biu means levaya me'abayis. Zog the Mishnah Berurah and Shara Tzion, and our days could be mi'ikar adin. You have to put them titi. Why? He says because maybe today it's so clean. So the Taz. He means Lefidin Goyim. If someone knows he for sure will not fall asleep, he knows for sure he's not. The Goyim says, like a map. You hope to fall asleep. In our days, I know I will not fall asleep. Lefidin Maram Chalabe also. So we have to know. Now, Lemaise, who hides the 10 pieces? What does you mean? Who hides the 10 pieces from the 10 minutes? As real. Who hides the 10 pieces for you?
Mothers.
No, I give you the options. Your father, the checks. Your mother, the kids.
I don't remember if in my house we do it.
Okay. At least you're honest. I said, Iker Adin, you don't have to, but in our days, Mishnah Berurah says that it's kedai to do it. Maybe you will teach them. Who checks? Who puts the 10 titim? There's 4 options, not 3. The father. No, I'm saying it's 3 bets. No, it's 4. Sorry. The father, the mother, and the kids. Father, the father, the mother, and the kids. The father puts it, and he looks for himself. Betting minak shtus. I know it's like cool people have such a meaning. So I never speak against people. Yeah. The father puts it, and the kids look for it. I know a lot of people that do that. Chatzi shtus. The wife or the kids, and the father looks for it. Minag yofe. You have to write down where they are because sometimes you can't find them. The minag shtus, if the father puts it and the father puts it and the kids look and he makes them shlichim for the b'tikas chometz. So then be'etzem it could work. The better meaning is, what do you do by you? The kids. Your mother. Not the father. Not the boy. Now, there's another meaning. I don't know if you keep this meaning or not. To burn chometz out of Pesach. You keep this meaning? You burn chometz out of Pesach? What, your father burns or you burn? Ah, so you don't keep the meaning. You keep the meaning, Shaya? You bring Chometz out of Pesach? Yeah. Your father or you? Oh. Well, everyone has a kezayis. So we were makbid, every kid gets a kezayis, then we're kind of the meaning. And when I was a kid, my father was makbid, then we had kezayis. Well, it's a meaning and a father? Who? I want to know whose the meaning is it? Moshe Rebochim was staying at Yisrael, so they also make fires? Remember, I came to my shvel, started to make a fire. He said, what is the problem? I said, you have a minig, I have a minig. Can't be yours with your fire. So I want to explain. No one is, chutz from myself, no one is makir. What is the pshat? But is a minig or not a minig? That's not, is a minig or not a minig?
Why would it make a difference
whose fire it is? Not whose fire it is. The pshat is if everyone has to own like his eyes. The shaila, why we burn. So I'm saying, when we were kids, every kid, my father was matmeh his eyes. We went and we put it in the fire, and we kind of did it. And again, not that everyone has a kazayis and then one person lights, because then again, only he has the mitzvah. And we'll never let a little cotton to light because the cotton's la boshlichas. So with the fire, and everyone put his kazayis. The fiddle tells that there's in the brochas on the sreifa, it's kidai that everyone that makes the fire will hear the brocha the night before. One of the pshat is most people don't do it. The pshat is, why you burn? Rabban ol biu chometz b'chol dovo, rabbi do hold b'sreifa. Pashtas mi'ikar adi in the sreifa is le'achar zman biuri, after chatzois. Koyim chatzois, you not mekayim the mitzvah in sreifa. Like it's a bit of a bone. in Zmanas Pesachim, no? So what is the pshat? The pshat is, I remember a couple of years ago, they found out, the balagan, that all the shekels are made from hair of the zohar. I don't know if you're living there or not. So, all the gedolim of the soul said, you have to burn the shekel. It's chiyuv sefer. He said, how can he have made a brocha levar of the zohar ma'arzeinu? I'm chutzal if you don't make a brocha, it's only in Israel. Levar of the zohar ma'arzeinu. It's a big machlikas. Some claim that it's bichlam, not called of the zohar, it's only a kind of status with that. I remember in that time the Gdolim said it was all right. It was mostly Shabbos. And I took all the shekels of my wife and went to burn them. The neighbors also gave us, and we went down to the backyard to burn all the shekels. So I had all my kids around me. And I thought I wanted to tell you. I know there's a big hack in the world now. You're burning shekels, you're not burning shekels. Yes, no. I don't know. I don't know if you have to or not. I don't know what is the mitzvahs. I said a couple of nice shirim in it. But I want you to remember, kids. I don't know if I will be with you all of my life. I said, today, Baruch Hashem, there's no nisayin of Avodah Zarah. If someone works Avodah Zarah, you think that he's old-fashioned. But I want to tell you, our grandparents jumped into the fire in Spain for not kissing the cross. This is what he did. I don't know if you will be Oymedin and Nisayim or you have different Nisayims. But I want you kids to remember, if one day will be a Nisayim, remember your father when it's only a little slightly tzad that his hair came from a place of a desire. Even though there's a lot of money that we don't have, we burned it. Because of a desire by us is treif. All the kids asked if anyone could hold a shekel to throw it into the fire. This is not a chinuch message, how you can do the same act, and instead of making the kids to be aggressive, you bring it up to be a beautiful chinuch evening. Mikolokai. This is the idea of chometz. A second before Pesach, we take the whole family outside. Chometz, we burn. It's not like we don't do melocha and Shabbos. It's not like we don't eat basar b'cholov. Chometz by us in Pesach, nay, fire. And this is the message. And the message goes very clear. It's over. Chometz is burned. You're right, in the closet they have the whiskey. But chometz is burned. This is the message. The mele, it's enough that one person does it in the family. I'm explaining your meaning. Our meaning is to make kind of the mitzvah sreifa, libetah abudah, we want to be nice. Your meaning is to make the act. And Moshe Sternberg has a chumre, not to say that if it's to make kind of the mitzvah, not only to do the act, he claims that there's a lot of shittas that chomet shel Yisrael, if it's eino b'rishuso, he's not eino b'lirot. So the fire has to be inside the house. So he's mocked me to make a fire inside his house. In America, it's not so hard. It's a backyard. And as I saw, it's a little bit limiting. But the Moshe Shtelbuch has mocked me to make the fire inside his house. Mepeset is also good. But it's the same problem. If you run a fire in Mepeset, you can... But this is a chum of Moshe Shtelbuch. I don't know if everyone has to... We might be. We'll stop here.
So, you sell it, you doubt, you base the